USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, who based his campaign on fighting climate change, is the latest candidate to drop out of the crowded Democratic presidential race. He made the announcement on MSNBC.
I've made a decision tonight that I'm not going to be the nominee. There are other avenues for me to be very effective in pushing the climate change message.
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld is the only Republican challenging President Trump for the nomination, but he might have some company. Former Ohio Governor John Kasich plans to visit New Hampshire next month, fueling speculation he's thinking about a 2020 run. Also, former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford was also in the state this month. Over 40% of registered voters in the state of New Hampshire are undeclared or independent. That means they can choose between a Republican or Democratic ballot on primary day. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A group formed after the Parkland school shooting, March for Our Lives, has laid out its gun control platform. School shooting survivor David Hogg explains why it's calling for a ban on assault weapons.
These are weapons of war that never should have been on our streets in the first place. I can guarantee you that the framers of the Constitution never would have imagined a weapon like the AR-15 being in the hands of an American citizen. They never would have imagined somebody going into a school.
Major League Baseball has sent players a warning. They're saying that players should be careful if they're using over-the-counter sexual enhancers. It could result in a suspension. The league says the over-the-counter products may contain some prohibited performance-enhancing drugs. The memo warns that the products present a real risk for players that undergo regular drug testing. The league also points out the medical risk, advising players who need medical attention to contact licensed physicians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you think the war on drugs is over, you can think again. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
A study from the nonprofit RAND Corporation using data from 2016, the most recent year for which all the data is in, finds Americans spending at least $150 billion a year on heroin, meth, cocaine, and marijuana. By comparison, Americans in 2017 are known to have spent just about $10 billion more, $160 billion, on alcohol. Researchers say the majority of the spending on drugs is by people who use every day, or just about. Heroin use has also been on the rise, about 10% a year, and Americans are spending about as much on that as they do on marijuana.
The rift is growing between President Trump and leaders in Denmark, who rejected his plan to make an offer to buy Greenland. The president has now canceled a trip to Denmark.
The prime minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, it was nasty. I thought it was an inappropriate statement.
Parliament member Carson Honga.
Long ago we stopped being surprised about what the president is doing. Apparently he acts like a spoiled child and... Well, I cannot buy Greenland. Well, I don't want to show up in Denmark.
The president was scheduled to visit Denmark September 1st as part of a European tour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.